Who's on the Move? Another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
Joe, we have a statement from Key Brian Hayes that he has released on Twitter saying,
all right.
Man, where do I begin? I'd like to first start by saying thank you to the Pirates for believing in me as a player by drafting and making my dream come true in 2015. He thanks the fans who supports him through the ups and downs. He also says, I'm forever grateful for the relationships and memories that were created with his teammates and the staff throughout the years, and that he's learned a lot about himself on and off the field that he'll carry with him moving forward. Excited for the next chapter with the Reds, and he wishes the Pirates nothing but the best and continued success in the future, is what he ends
where,
it with.
Where, continued?
Continued success in the future. Where was the success when Key Brian Hayes has been here?
Man, I thought he had a chance, didn't you, to be a star? That first year turned out to be so misleading. He finished sixth in an abbreviated season, right? 2020.
Yeah,
he only played
games.
24 games and somehow still finished sixth in Rookie of the Year because the season was, what, 50-some games?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. 1,024 OPS with a .682 slug and five home runs. Five home runs in 24 games. He's played 196 games the past 2 years and has six home runs. It's incredible. And even in 2023 limits, he hit .271 with a .762 OPS, 15 homers and 61 ribbies. You give me that every year from a guy who fields the ball like that?
No doubt.
I sign up in blood.
I thought that's the type of player they were getting.
So did I.
You know, like a 60 to 70 RBI guy, hits home runs in the teens, like right in that 12 to 17 range, 25 doubles a year, and gold glove defense. You would take that every day and have a power position somewhere else. He would take it.
Listen, his first, he's such a good defender that his WAR, his overall rating, is always positive. He was a 4.5 WAR player in 22, 3.9 in 23, and then it's gone down to, you know, right around 1.
Yeah, he's 1.2 this year, and that's just because of the defense. He's going to win another Gold Glove this year, and he's staying in the National League.
Well, the reason it dropped is because of his offense, and it dropped precipitously. And then you throw in the back issues and you throw in what Parado talked about, which was he just gave off the vibe that he was kind of miserable. And it was just time. I'm with Johnny, though. The fact that they got Cincinnati to pick up his whole salary, this is addition by subtraction. It just is. What else did Johnny say that we have to revisit? Can you imagine if Tamar Johnson becomes a bust? And you know, we talk about him because in all these conversations we're having around the trade deadline, we're also projecting other guys, where they fit in the future. Who's going to take this position? Who's going to take that one? Are they waiting on any big-time hitters at the minor league level? To which the answer is no, other than Connor Griffin. And Tamar Johnson should be just about, you know, ripened by now. He should be ready. He was a can't-miss number four overall pick. The one thing he was going to do is hit, and who knows, I guess he still could. But it ain't looking good, is it?
So he was considered the best prep bat in the entire draft when he was drafted back in 2022, fourth overall. He's hitting .252 this year.
To be fair, he's still only 21.
Yeah, but that's better than he hit .237 last year and .244 the year before that. And he doesn't have a lot of power, only 8 home runs in 84 games. He has 25 RBIs this year, Joe, in 84 games.
The only thing I will say is he's only 21, and it's not like he's dropped off the map and is unusable or something. He has a .714 OPS. He does have 8 home runs. He has 17 stolen bases. I'm still very interested in what this guy does. He's still a critic. He should be. Whether it's good or bad, he's a critical part of their future. You know what I mean? He was the number four overall pick.
Yeah, he should be. But right now, the production is saying otherwise. Like, we want more power out of some of these guys. Only 8 home runs is not going to cut it. And sure, his strikeout-to-walk ratio is good. 40 walks, 66 strikeouts. He's a good eye, and he's got some speed to him. But again, if he's not consistently driving the ball, only 10 doubles this year, he's basically not impacting the baseball well enough.
I know. There were guys drafted after him who are pretty good already in the majors. So that's one to track. Johnny feels like Keller's still going to be here. That seems like the predominant opinion right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Whether it's Noah Hyles, Mackey was all over that last week as well. Now Johnny, everybody's basically saying Keller's not going to go, and the national guys are also in lockstep with that.
But they're not always right at the trade deadline. And if somebody steps up with a really good deal, listen, it's the Pirates, so let's not forget the other piece to this is them getting out from under a bunch of money, right? He signed for 3 more years, correct?
Correct.
At over $50 million, I believe?
Yeah, so he's right at $17, $18, and $20 million the next 3 years.
So it's always a possibility when that's the case. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today and a high of Heath Miller, 83, 65% chance of rain. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And I want to tell you that the Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA and WAMO 107.3 partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS. That's hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you, including Piotta Italian Street Food in Robinson and Northway Mall. For more details, visit 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892. But he does think Bednar's gone. Johnny said he does think that Bednar's going to go. Noah Hyles, let's replay that clip for people. This was from this week at some point. Noah talking about Bob Nutting possibly getting involved in the Bednar situation.
And, I mean, basically, Joe, the surprising thing about this to me is just the fact that what would make it change now compared to previous years when Bednar was potentially held up.
The optics of it all are going to play a little bit of a part in it, right? If he brings in someone, if he trades away David Bednar, a guy that he knows his boss really appreciates, right? But Bob Nutting has gone out of his way to prevent Bednar from getting traded before.
That's fine. Bednar was younger then. Now he's in his 30s. He only has 1 more year of control left, if I'm not mistaken, right? And the hometown thing only goes so far here. It's about how you play. I mean, people were willing to boo Bednar early last season, right? So that would be ridiculous for Nutting to step in and block a trade or something like that because of David Bednar's hometown roots. If Nutting loves him so much and Bednar loves it here so much, then he can sign back in a year. Okay?
Right. He can come back after 2026, return, sign a free agent contract, or he can sign this team-friendly extension that everybody believes that he's going to sign. He could do basically what Aroldis Chapman did with the Yankees. Remember they traded him to Chicago and then came back and re-signed?
Right. His final team-friendly act here should be leaving and getting them a bat in return.
And then ultimately coming back a year later.
He could.
Yeah, if he's still effective, why not?
Well, that's
he wants
the other
to take
thing.
Less to
yeah.
come back.
I mean, relief pitchers are like that. They're up and down all the time.
And this is the best that he's been. I mean, we got to remember what David Bednar was last year. There's a reason why he was demoted. There's a reason why there were boos. Like, Bednar last season, maybe it was just a one-off, was not good at all, where many people were wondering, like, what is the future of this guy? And they missed the opportunity to trade him at his highest value. Well, now they have the opportunity to do it again and be able to get a bat, because closers, you can acquire a good piece, a significant piece, if you pair him with something else too. So you have to move Bednar today by 6.
And I would think Santana. And maybe they have something bigger in the works. Greg Brown has been on our station. He goes on with the PM guys every week. He's sort of been intimating this whole time that something big is in the works. Big.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big. Talking to him on Sunday on that radio show, he discounted the idea. I mentioned, you know, maybe Nut just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
Now, that was multiple weeks ago, but Greg has sort of continued that line of thinking. So I have to believe, and the story of this trade deadline really is, and it's like a lot of trade deadlines in sports, is that the people who want something are getting asked to give up a lot. So in other words, that the Pirates of the world are holding out for big returns and that it's slow moving. You know, if you read Buster Olney or Jeff Passan, they're reporting that this is an extremely slow moving deadline, which means right when the PM guys come on and right up till 6 o'clock and maybe even a little bit after, news is going to come out on big trades, because finally you'll get these teams who believe that they can win, and they're right, because in baseball, it's a little bit of a crapshoot once you get to the playoffs. The action may really begin around 5 o'clock limits. That's what Parado said, too. That's what happens every year.
It's always
but
the last
more so,
hour.
More so this year than ever before. It's just been very, very slow moving because of the exorbitant prices that people want. So I don't blame Ben Cherington for looking and asking for something very valuable in return here, for over asking, really. I'm sure that's what he's doing. But at some point, you got to readjust your sights and keep your eyes on the prize here. And the prize is hitting. You have put together a travesty of an all-time hideous lineup, and you need to fix it. You have a surplus of pitching. Trade your pitching to get it. 412-928-9370. Limits, why don't we hit a call or two before the top of the hour?
All right, let's go to Emmanuel, and Carnegie has been holding patiently.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello. Hey, Joe, I 100% agree with you. I think Keller is definitely a piece that we should trade if we can find a bat. I mean, I'm baffled by the people that disagree. You know?
I know. It's crazy. Wouldn't it be nice if Stephen Kwan or Yandy Diaz walked in that locker room tomorrow? I mean, wouldn't that be... It would be like when Derek Bell walked in all those years ago. And I know that didn't work out in the end, but the presence of a truly professional hitter around here would be so refreshing and possibly transformative.
I have some news here on Kwan. So Dennis Lynn is the reporter for the Padres for The Athletic. He reports that the Guardians' asking price for Stephen Kwan included Leo DeVries, who's one of the top prospects in all of baseball. He's the number three prospect in all of baseball. He is going back to the A's in the Mason Miller deal, and that the Guardians also asked for more than just that. So makes you wonder if you could do a Kwan for Keller trade or how much more you'd have to throw in, Joe.
I'll throw in Santana if I had to. I'll throw in even Bednarz. The fact of the matter is, it's a bat that will play for at least 5 days a week.
All three guys? All three guys, Emmanuel, for Kwan?
No. Two for one. Keller and neither Bednarz or Santana. One of the two. Because, well, again, like we were saying, that's a professional bat that we're going to have in the lineup 5 days out of the week.
And Well, hopefully 6 or 7 days, unless Shelty were to come back and implement the old days off policy. Get him off his feet. Still have that little clip about O'Neill Cruz? A 25-year-old O'Neill Cruz needed to get off his feet earlier this season in the middle of a hot streak, Limits?
Oh, it's in here somewhere.
Getting him off his feet.
There it is.
I love that one. Getting him off his feet. What was I going to say? Now I completely forget. He made a good point there. And that's part of the issue here is the asking price for these guys, right? So the Padres gave up their number three prospect.
Padres gave up the number three prospect in all of baseball. Their number one.
Bird milk.
They also gave up their number three prospect as well, another top 100 guy, as well as two right-handed pitchers that are ranked 13th and 17th in their organization for Mason Miller and J.P. Sears, who's a starting pitcher.
All right, so when you get to 3 and 4 in the Pirates organ, oh my God. Now, was this from the beginning of the year? Their 3 and 4 prospects are Hunter Barco and Termar Johnson?
This was updated a couple weeks ago.
Termar Johnson is still their fourth-rated prospect?
Yep.
This farm system stinks. This is another reason to fire Cherington.
Uh-huh.
You've Griffin and Chandler, and that's awesome.
And that's it, and they're two top five guys.
Hunter Barco sort of has been a surprise. And then your very best prospects are Termar Johnson, Thomas Harrington, and somebody named Edward Florentino.
Yeah, he's an 18-year-old rapidly moving up the system. But again, you won't see him until way after the season.
Nick York is a top 10 prospect?
Yep, he's eighth, and they refuse to call him up.
How did this happen, Limits? When Charrington came here, the whole idea was to rebuild the farm system.
There are still believers in the York Peppermint Patty out there, Joe. It's just not this organization.
Man, that is unreal. And then you look at teams in the division, even teams like the Dodgers. Like, you know, the storyline with the Dodgers, and there's a lot of truth to it, is they go out and buy rosters. But here's what else they do. They outcompete the Pirates in terms of drafting and developing. And they're never in the top 10 or close to it. The Brewers have three guys in the top 38 in all of baseball, if I'm not mistaken. Limits.
Yeah, they got Jesus Made at 7 overall.
I don't care what their names are.
Luis Pena and, yeah, Cooper Pratt.
Cooper Pratt,
a shortstop.
Yeah,
not related
38?
To Rob Pratt.
Are you sure about that?
He's 37,
there
and
you
he's
go.
A 20-year-old shortstop.
Three in the top 37. I think they're all shortstops.
And who's at 36? Owen Casey.
Man, would I like to get him.
20 home runs this year.
I cannot believe the state of this farm system. 6 years into a massive rebuild. What a disaster. What an epic disaster Ben Charrington has wrought. At the major league level, at the minor league level, and at every other level. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would have moved off of him way before now.
Johnny said he would have moved off him after last season.
I would have as well. I would have moved off the general manager and the manager, and this has become a wasted season with the golden ticket, Paul Skeens, and we're just going through the passage of time waiting. Just waiting.
This is a disaster. But a couple of trades could improve my outlook. Just a couple. And yes, Owen Casey, there's a bunch of AAA guys who are blocked in their current circumstances. The catcher in the Mariners organization, Harry Ford, who I called Henry Ford yesterday. Inventor of the automobile, right, Limits?
Is he going to invent some offense with this team?
I hope so. Now they need a catcher again. And Ford is a catcher. So there are lots of possibilities. Tell people what's ahead in the clips and quotes segment, will you?
All right. Well, we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to get a chance to hear some of the things. Well, let's hear one thing that Paul Skeens said about the Pirates needing to add and make some moves and what that all entailed. We also have Aaron Rodgers, T.J. Watt, and Cam Hayward with the McAfee Show
Joe. I like that a lot.
What did they have to say about the state of the team?
Man, Rodgers, he comes to town and he doesn't get the bottom of the roster, does
nope,
he? He gets the head coach, he gets the GM, he gets the star players.
He's not talking to the Scotty Millers of the world.
Did you see Cabali on there yesterday?
Cabali was. He was Santa Cabali. He was Cabali Claus giving out sandwiches.
That's not all he's given out. Did you hear the interview with Cabali?
I heard parts of it. What did I miss?
Did you hear the end where he talked about what he does with used toilet paper?
No, I probably blocked that out like his son blocks the toilet every day.
That became the big issue on the McAfee Show.
Hmm.
Was the whole panel plus people watching, their commenters, because Cabali will take that and just throw it out in a regular wastebasket.
We'll take what?
What I just said.
Oh.
Toilet paper. Used.
And throw it in a wastebasket?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Go listen.
How strange is Cabali?
I don't know.
Stranger than we expected.
I don't know what the reason for that would be. What would the reason for that be?
I don't know. That doesn't
There's
make much
no
sense.
Toilet nearby?
Well, where is he getting the toilet paper from? So he's not going from the bathroom.
I don't know if he carries it on his person. Go back and listen to the clip. They talked about it for 20 minutes.
I don't want to go back and listen to the clip. I want to stay away from that as possible.
I'm telling you, McAfee was outraged by this. And Cabali was acting like it was normal. Find the clip and we'll do that too.
Can I throw you another quote?
He was also dropping F-bombs, McAfee, on live television, so be careful.
MLB insider John Morosi. Mm-hmm. I've never seen relief pitchers dealt at a deadline for more value in all my years covering baseball.
Wow. There you go.
That?
There
Bednar,
you go.
Bednar,
Santana,
Majinsky,
Ashcraft. Bring in hitters.
There's your bats.